On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hello, boys and girls out in podcast land. We have a special episode today where we're going to talk about the latest nominees for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I have my opinions about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whether it's just a bunch of crap, whether it's pretty cool, you know, whatever. But at least it's kind of cool when some of your favorite bands get nominated. You know, get some recognition. So yeah. There are 16 this year.
Yeah, and it's about time for some of them.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
And out of the 16, 9 of them are first-timers.
Yep. 9 first-timers. Some of them have been nominated a few times, but we'll go through that as we go through the list. There's some people I definitely want to see in there. Some other people I can't even believe are nominated.
Amen.
For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Correct.
But whatever. All right, so.
Oh, yeah, we have to be inclusive in PC to make it sure that everybody's happy now in 2019. You know how it is.
Yeah, we don't want anybody offended. Oh. What did my person get in there?
Yeah, because it's all about feelings now. Oh, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, okay.
They only had one album. Why shouldn't they get in? They had one great album.
Ugh. Yeah. Shut up.
Whatever, it's all politics, but still.
Yeah,
I was really happy when Cheap Trick got in. I was happy when the Cars got in.
Def Leppard, Kiss.
Yeah, Van Halen, all our boyhood idols.
Yep.
All right, so I figured I'll go through the list and we can talk about each one as we get to them. Let's start out with the first-time nominees. How about it?
Okay.
All right, so the first one I have on my list here is Pat Benatar. I know she's being nominated as Pat Benatar with Neil Giraldo.
Oh, she is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's both of them.
Okay.
So, Pat Benatar, the group, which includes her and her husband. So, I saw them a couple years ago at the Grand Opera House in Wilmington, and it was just the two of them, and it was amazing. They both told stories. He talked as much as she did. She sounded amazing. He, of course, played great. He had like drum loops and things like that going on also. So, the song sounded really cool. It certainly wasn't a band in any form. He wasn't trying to be a band. He was just trying to get a little bit more sound with the effects he was using. But it wasn't like she was singing to a tape and he was playing along with it. It was all, he triggered everything. He played guitar and she was amazing.
Yeah, I think Pat Benatar is a no-brainer. She came out about 78, 79. And people forget how big she was and how many hits she had. She was huge for about 5-6 years. I mean, just amazing. Absolutely. And then Stevie Nicks went in last year as a solo artist. Pat Benatar was much bigger than Stevie Nicks was. A lot bigger.
Absolutely. I think Stevie Nicks got a little bit of help by being in Fleetwood Mac. But, you know, Pat Benatar, her hits were huge. I mean, she had 2 number fives in Love is a Battlefield and We Belong back in the early 80s. But she, you know, there's so many other songs that I like by her, not just the hits, but.
Oh, God, there's about 20 to 25. I mean, her stuff is killer. I mean, she should have been a long time ago. But,
yeah.
You know, maybe she wasn't she's not the coolest and she's not the hippie chick or whatever. No, she's just a straight ahead rocker.
She's got an amazing voice. And it only helps that Neil is included with her because he, just as a musician and a songwriter, I mean, he wrote so many songs that were given to other people or he wrote with other people. Yeah. I mean, he wrote some of Rick Springfield's big hits. It was unbelievable how many songs because. He talked about it when we saw him a few years ago, and he just talked about, yeah, I kind of wrote this little song, and it turned out to be like a number one hit.
So I guess Pat Benatar is a big thumbs up for both of us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she gets one of my 5 votes for sure.
Oh, okay. I'd have to agree with you there.
All right. Next on the list, and we're starting with all the newcomers. These are all first-time nominees. The next one on my list is Dave Matthews Band. I'm not a big fan. I don't know. I don't understand the draw. I know that there's a void that needs to be filled, I guess, from missing the Grateful Dead, and people just flock to them. But some people I work with will go see four or five shows all around this whole area, around Philly, Jersey, D.C., Baltimore. They go to all their shows. It's ridiculous. I don't get it, but...
Yeah, I'm not a fan either, but... And I also think it's just too damn early. I think in the future, yeah, because he's got the following. He's got the sales. I mean, people flock to see the guy. People are into him. I'm not, but I just think it's too soon because there's so many 70s and late 60s bands that need to go in first. So I would probably give him a no right now.
Yeah, I agree. He would not get one of my votes. I don't mind his music. I know I have a bunch of it. It's not on my regular playlist. There are some of the songs, like Ants Marching, that I really like. Crash Into Me, I like. But, you know, getting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like you said, I think it's a little early.
You know how many Dave Matthews songs that I have and I like?
I'll say zero.
Correct, zero.
Well, I have not seen him in concert. I've been asked to go many times by friends of mine, but nah.
Nah, never been asked. I would go for free, but I wouldn't go out of my way to go see Dave Matthews. I'm just not into it.
Oh, I have a friend that went down for this whole Dave Matthews weekend down in Mexico. I don't know how much she spent on the tickets, the plane, the hotel, all the food, but I'm like, wow, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're a talented band. I get that. It's just not my thing.
Oh, they're super talented. I mean, their drummer's top in the world, but, you know.
Too soon.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, so that's a thumbs down for both of us there.
Yeah, but maybe later. Give them 10 more years. Put them in 10 years from now.
All right, next on band on my list, the Doobie Brothers, which to me is kind of two bands. You know, there's the pre-Michael McDonald when they were kind of a motorcycle band, and then there's the post-Michael McDonald where they became more of a yacht rock type band, but... I'm totally into them. I like both versions. Blackwater and is one, you know, an example of the pre-Michael McDonald stuff, and then What a Fool Believes and things like that afterwards. Just great, great songs, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Two different bands. They were more of a rocking band, and then they became more of a pop band, but they have a boatload of hits. I was actually surprised a while back that they're not even in there yet.
Yeah, this is one of the bands you'd think, oh, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No, they're not.
Should have been, just like Chicago was a couple of years ago, whenever they got in. Chicago had a gangload of hits. So did the Doobie Brothers. I mean, not too many multicultural bands in there, but in today's society, you know, got to put that multicultural band in there.
Exactly.
And,
hey.
And they're good. I'd give them a thumbs up for sure.
Yeah, they definitely get one of my votes. All right, so the next band on my list here is Motorhead, which I can't believe they haven't been nominated before. You know, they're one of the primary bands in hard rock. I wouldn't call them speed metal at all. You know, they're not thrash like Anthrax, Slayer, that kind of band. But, I mean, everybody knows Motorhead. Everybody knows Lemmy. Lemmy should probably get in just for being Lemmy. Yeah. I mean, he's like an icon of all things hard rock. They are the only band on the list that has not had a top 100 hit.
Yeah.
The
only, I can see that.
But, yeah, it's no surprise. So,
I mean, I think I've seen Motorhead multiple times with multiple lineups. I'm kind of on the fence with Motorhead now. I mean, yeah, they got it on more influence because they're a big influence on the punk bands, on the metal bands, on the speed metal bands. It's funny, they never called themselves that. They said, we're just a rock and roll band.
Yeah.
And they play loud. Oh, my God. The only thing that's bumming about their nomination, they're only doing the three, not the three originals. They're just doing Filthy Animal, Fast Eddie, and Lemmy, and that's it. They're not,
really?
They're not including some of the other guys who, like Mickey D and Phil Campbell.
Wurzel.
Wurzel, too, because Wurzel was on multiple albums.
Yeah.
I mean, Mickey D and Phil Campbell have been in the band like 20 years.
Oh, yeah, and longer than the others.
So but you know, they say they supposedly have this rule: if you've been on two albums, you're in. But I guess in case of metal bands, you're not. So they only got three guys. So that's I call BS on Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for that. But
that was so that they could get all of the E Street Band in there.
Oh, yeah, that crap.
Every member of the E Street
Band. Yeah, even the triangle player, right?
Jeez. He was on two albums.
So at this time, you know, based on some of the other bands that are on this list, I would probably say no right now to Motorhead, because I think, like, Priest needs to go in before Motorhead does.
And yeah.
But, you know, and maybe even Iron Maiden before. And Iron Maiden didn't make the list, so.
I have a whole different...
Yeah, we'll see. So it's probably no for me right now based on some of the other bands that I'm going to vote for. So, but I would be happy if they got in.
They probably get my fifth vote, I would think. You know, if I'm going through and ranking the votes I give, they would probably get my number five. It's between them and maybe one other one I might.
Yeah, so at the end of this, we'll give us our five, and then we'll see. Then we'll guess which ones we think will go in.
And those two lists are mutually exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm on the fence.
Okay,
with Motorhead,
so it's kind of a thumbs down for Mark and a half thumbs up for me.
Even though I like Motorhead and saw them many times.
I never saw Motorhead. It's one band I wish I had seen. But
I saw them in the country club with the Brian Robertson.
Robertson?
Yep. It was cool, but he didn't fit in that band. Then I saw him Then I saw him with Wurzel and Phil Campbell, and it was great. Oh, my God. It was so good.
Well, yeah, I can see Brian Robertson coming out in the short hair and a headband. Nah.
No, he looked like he was auditioning for the physical video for Living in John. It was odd.
I mean, he's a great player, and I'm sure he played the songs well, but.
Yeah, he was better in Thin Lizzy than he was in Motorhead.
Yeah. Oh, well, whatever.
Who's next?
All right, the next one. This is one of Mark's favorite, the Notorious B.I.G.
Yeah, I am B.I.G., but this is a rapper, okay? He's not a rocker.
And he had one album while he was that was released while he was alive. His second album was after he was dead. I mean, he had two number one hits in 97, but they were number one on the rap chart, so...
Yeah, too early too. But you know what? Yeah. He had a big influence, and you know, sometimes when these guys die, all of a sudden they're legendary. You know, but he was good at the time. I'm not saying he's bad. Not rock and roll though.
I think maybe that some of that, you know, being dead thing, might have influenced a little bit of the Motorhead vote as well. I think. I mean, granted, he died a couple years ago, but that may have played into it a little bit.
Maybe, yeah. Is Tupac in? Tupac Shakur. I don't know. He's another guy who's dead. He might be it. If he's in, Notorious B.I.G. will get in too. So.
Yeah, well.
Too early. There's still bands that need to go in way before these guys.
Yeah, definitely not. That's a thumbs down for me.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, the next one I have a hard time with is Soundgarden. I mean, I love Soundgarden. You know, after Nirvana, they're probably the next Seattle band that you think of in the whole grunge movement, but... I'm thinking this may be a little bit too early for me as well. I mean, they had the one big hit in Black Hole Sun. I mean, that was their biggest, but.
And he died. So all of a sudden he died. Oh, Soundgarden. Oh, Soundgarden's one of my favorite bands. When they were around, you weren't into them, you know?
Right.
I mean, I like Soundgarden. They're okay. I was never huge into Soundgarden. I like some of their stuff, but again, 90s band. These 90s bands, it's just artists way too early.
Yeah, I think they need a little more time. I did see Chris Cornell on his solo tour, like not far before he died, and he was great. It was just him, had a guitar and sang, and his voice was amazing. But again, I don't know. It seems like a little early for me.
Yeah, like Dave Matthews, give him 10, 12 years, whatever. Yeah, Chris Cornell, amazing. Can't say anything bad about him. Not a huge Soundgarden fan. There's other bands on this list I would pick before them.
Yeah, I mean, I like Soundgarden. There's other bands from that genre that I like better.
I like Alice in Chains better.
Yeah, I like Audioslave. I mean, I know Audioslave's kind of the...
That was way after.
Yeah, that was after Soundgarden, but still, Audioslave I thought was so freaking good. The songs are just amazing.
Right. So that's a no for both of us right now, but
yeah,
future maybe.
Yeah, I think they deserve to be in, but at some point. Like same with Dave Matthews Band. I think they'll get in, but eventually.
Right.
The next one on the list here for artists that this is their first time nominee, is T-Rex. I think it's, you know, we're talking about bands that it's too early for. I don't think it's too early for T-Rex. I won't be surprised if he gets in.
Hey, considering they came out, what, the late 60s?
Yeah.
Early 70s?
It's been 50 years for the guy. So, I mean, he had his big hit was Bang a Gong. I think that was kind of resurrected by the Power Station. But
yeah,
he seems to be a huge influence on a lot of bands. A lot of bands.
And the guy's name is Mark Bolan. T-Rex was just the name of the band, but it was really just Mark Bolan.
Right. Yeah, and I'm sure that's why he's going to be the one getting inducted pretty much. But
yeah, in the States, it's pretty much Bang a Gong. And sometimes you'll hear 20th Century Boy.
Yeah.
But in Europe and England, the guy had like 20 hits.
Yeah.
He was a monster. He was huge. But
Hopefully there'll be some European influence on the list here, or on the voting.
Well, I think most of the voting is U.S.-centric, so that's where a lot of these bands that were bigger other places.
Yeah.
Not too many Japanese voters, you know, or German voters. It's mostly the U.S., and some of these bands that were huge in other places just get overlooked.
Yeah, there's a few of those on this list.
Yeah, and T-Rex for me, I haven't finalized my five, but they're definitely in the running for me.
Yeah, they kind of are on the cusp with Motorhead. You know, it might be one of those two that gets my fifth vote.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens as we go down the list. All right, next one. This is definitely getting my number one vote. No question, is Thin Lizzy.
No brainer.
The songwriting of Phil is unbelievable. I heard an interview with Scott Gorham today saying that Phil liked to write with people, but you know, there's a consistency with all of Thin Lizzy's songs that you know came from him, and he just set the tone and the mood. And when he's singing a song, or you know, the words definitely paint a picture, like Dancing in the Moonlight. You can see exactly what he's singing about. It's unbelievable.
Right. He's a storyteller.
Oh, totally.
Go ahead.
And he, you know, he, all these songs, he's painting a picture, and then the music is secondary to that, but the music is unbelievable. You know, they totally pioneered the whole harmony twin guitar thing, which, in case anybody doesn't know, that's the whole thing that's going through The Boys Are Back in Town and just about every other Thin Lizzy song.
And they influenced everybody that came after that. He did the twin guitars.
Oh, everybody. Absolutely. Yeah, Whitesnake, Iron Maiden. You know, there's so many bands with the lead twin guitars. They can all point back to Thin Lizzy and say, yeah, we kind of stole that from them.
Yeah, and Thin Lizzy's a lot like T-Rex, and where in the States they're known by one major song, Boys Are Back in Town, and Jailbreak a little bit. But again, in Europe, it's like 18 to 20 hits.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So if you only know The Boys Are Back in Town, you got to get into Thin Lizzy because they're amazing. The list of guitar players they had was unreal. I mean, between Gary Moore, John Sykes, not including, you know, Scott Gorham, Brian Robertson, Eric Bell, all those guys are unreal.
Yeah.
Snowy White.
Yeah. Snowy White wasn't bad. He was in Pink Floyd, but, you know, he just didn't have the charisma.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is overlooking one of these dudes. So they're saying, oh, Phil, Eric Bell, Brian Downey, the original, then Scott Gorman, Brian Robertson, but they're not including Gary Moore.
Really?
Because Gary Moore was on one album, but he was a part of the band two different times. I think it would have been cool if they included Gary Moore.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to the album he's on, Black Rose. It's on, the guitar is unreal.
Yeah. And he plays a little earlier in a couple other songs. He was in that band twice, I think maybe even three times.
Right.
But he only appears on one full album. So I think they blew it there. The guy, Gary Moore, should be in there with him.
Yeah, I agree. Gary Moore should be there. I don't know if they open that door, if that means that, like, Snowy White, John Sykes, all these other guys get in.
It doesn't apply to hard rock bands. Yeah. It applies to Bruce Springsteen's band, whose manager runs the place. We get it. Sykes, yeah. I get it. One album, Sykes. No. I love Sykes, but nah, I would say no to him. Snowy White was on two albums, though, you know?
Yeah. Great albums, too. I love both those albums.
Yeah.
You know, Renegade is one of my favorites.
It's just like the thing with Ronnie James Dio and Black Sabbath. How many albums was Ronnie James Dio on? Exactly. Like three. Four? Three albums. Not in there. See, they do it that to hard rock and metal bands, so they get the big finger from me.
We need to consult with them.
So I'm definitely not on the fence with Thin Lizzy. They would be my number one choice. They've been around a long time, and it should have been a long time ago.
Mine too. Losing Phil was a real, real bummer.
Yeah, you know? 85.
He had so much talent, and just his charisma, you know, the way he played bass. You know, he wasn't the be-all, end-all bass player, but he was perfect for what his songs were, which...
And the guy,
anyway,
guy oozed charisma. If he would have just stuck around a little longer, and Thin, because they were talking about getting Thin Lizzy back together, I think they would have blew up everywhere.
Oh yeah, I work with a guy at the Grand that was talking about. We were talking about the Cars, and he said, "Yeah, I saw the Cars with. They were first, and then I think it was Thin Lizzy." I was like, "You gotta be shitting what?" And then they were both opening for somebody. I can't remember who he said, but it didn't matter. I didn't hear much else after he said he saw Thin Lizzy. He said, "I was blown away. I didn't even know who they were."
Ugh.
People.
I know. Get it together.
That's why we got to spread the word. Thin Lizzy.
That's right. Now, who's next?
All right. Next. And the last person that whose nominee is their first or nomination is their first time. It's Whitney Houston. Now, I have a hard time with her because I actually really like her voice. I'm not a huge fan of her songs. She can absolutely sing. Her rendition of the national anthem, even though she had taped it before, is like the benchmark for all other national anthems. It's unbelievable. And
she's an amazing singer. Not into her music. She's a pop singer. She's dead. She'll get in for sure. I mean, they put Donna Summer in and Janet Jackson in. Whitney was bigger than both of them. She'll get in easy.
Yeah, she'll be a first timer.
She won't get my vote.
No, I'm not putting one of my five towards her. I mean, I do like her voice. I'm not a big fan of "I Want to Dance with Somebody" or any of that.
What?
But she is also the highest. She has the highest sales of anybody not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so that's a pretty much, I think, a given there. I'm not putting my vote down, though.
I mean, I know there's a lot more to it about who goes in than sales, but in this case, I mean, when you're that far ahead of everybody, that's definitely a factor. I think she'll get in. I think she'll get the dead sympathy vote.
That's what we're going to call that, the dead sympathy vote.
Dead sympathy. Plus, she had 11 number one hits. That's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, but according to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's all about influence, isn't it?
I don't know anybody that's been influenced by her. I mean,
every freaking pop star that's on the radio now that we don't listen to. Right? Pretty much.
Yeah, I guess.
Remember, we're old men. We're out of it. We don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's our kids that are hip. We're not.
Well, I don't think my kids are really up on Whitney Houston, but I think she was kind of like in between us and our kids. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids aren't really into Whitney Houston. I think are a little older. We can appreciate her for her, what she was in the 80s, I guess, early 90s.
She was really hot when she came out.
Oh yeah.
Then she married Bobby Brown and
yeah, that was a disaster.
Drugs ruined her. Oof.
Yeah. So if there's ever a time when you think, should I be doing drugs? Just take a look at that.
Yeah, watch the reality show where Bobby Brown's taking a piece of poop out of her.
Oh, God.
Yes, that's really happened on TV. So let's go to the next person, please.
Okay, next. Cool. So that's two thumbs down for us, for Whitney Houston, though.
Yeah.
Like we said, we'll come back to who we think is going to get in versus who we want to get in.
Right.
Okay, now we're getting back to some returning nominees. The first one here is Depeche Mode. That's a big no for me. I don't see the point. I mean, I've never been a Depeche Mode fan. You know, that whole synth rock music, not for me.
Not a fan, but damn, they were huge in Los Angeles. Oh, my God. Huge. Really? Yeah, almost a stadium band here. But wow. KROQ, the radio station, loves them. They're pretty influential, but that's a no for me, too. There's other bands I'd put in first that came way before them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, next one that I know is going to be a thumbs up for both of us is Judas Priest. I really don't have much to say about them. I mean, they should absolutely get in. They were part of the initial wave of heavy metal bands. I mean, I think you talk Black Sabbath, then Judas Priest.
Yeah, Deep Purple, throw them in there too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Priest needs to go in with those two. Those two are already in. Priest was hugely influential, even though the Hall hates metal bands. Priest were there in the beginning. Should be there, definitely.
Absolutely. And I don't know how many times I've seen him, but I think of all the times I've seen him, I've never seen the bass player. For some reason, he's always obscured by either equipment or speakers or something.
He just stands in the back and headbangs. That's all he does.
Yeah. I think one time I saw the top of his head like every other beat because he was headbanging. And so I'd see his head when he would raise up, but that's it.
And he's the only original member. Ian Hill. Thank you, Ian Hill.
Yeah. You deserve to be in for sure.
Absolutely.
All right. So not much to say about them. The next one, they've been nominated 5 previous times, is Kraftwerk.
5 too many times.
Yeah, what the heck? This is another, if there's much European influence on the selection, they may get in, but I don't get it. You know, maybe they're influential in their electronic world, but in the stuff I listen to, I don't think so.
Well, somebody in the nominating committee must have a total woody for this band. 5 times, and they haven't even come close in 5 times. Yes, they're influential, been around since like 1970. They're influential to like electronica stuff. But let's look at their career, really. Yeah, they were one of the first to do what they were doing. They had 1 hit, Autobahn, 1.
Yeah,
and it
got to number 25.
Yeah, and if there was a band that was influenced by them that was much bigger, it would be Devo. I'd put Devo in before I wouldn't even put Kraftwerk in. Kraftwerk influenced Devo. But Devo took it a whole lot further.
Right.
But I wouldn't. Yeah. Devo's not high on my list, but I would. Kraftwerk wasn't squat. They didn't do anything. They didn't have the sales. Come on. Give me a break.
I think some of the people on the nominating committee just have a bone with them.
A boner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Next.
Next. All right. Next one. This is the 5th nomination for MC5.
I thought it was 4, but you could be right.
They've had 4. Oh, they've been nominated 4 other times. This is their 5th.
Okay. So Kraftwerk's been, this is the 6th time for Kraftwerk. Wow. Right.
Yeah, they've been nominated 5 other times.
MC5, no hits. Yeah. They were kind of a punk thing before there was punk. I mean, been around forever. I mean, they were a 60s band, but
oh yeah,
they never were on the
Detroit
radio.
Detroit hard rock. Yeah. They had the Kick Out the Jam song. That was about it.
Yeah. They were a local band that never made it.
Yeah. I think this is another instance of somebody, you know, just being really into them and, you know, wanting to get a little bit of obscurity into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I don't think that's what it's about.
Yeah, the same people tell you, oh, Lou Reed is huge. No, Lou Reed was a one-hit wonder. Give me a break. MC5 was a no-hit wonder. I mean, you might like them and all, but they were a noise rock band. They weren't even that good. Their best known song is Kick Out the Jams. Sorry, not that good.
Yeah. And it got to number 82.
Yeah.
That's as high as they got.
I love their energy. I thought they were pretty cool, but they weren't very good. And they weren't around that long. So,
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee? I don't think so.
No. You can't put Foreigner in there, but you put MC5. You can't put Styx in there. Iron Maiden. Come on, MC5. It's no more close to those bands. Give me a break.
No. We need to be the nominating committee next time.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. But, hey,
no,
we can put our names out there. Mark and Danny, come on.
Mark and Danny approved.
Yeah.
There'll be our two faces with thumbs up.
Yeah, hey. Or at least give us a damn vote. Come on, guys. This is a major podcast.
That's right. We have influence.
Yeah, right. We can't even influence our families.
Okay, so the next one is a third time. This is the third time they've not been nominated for Nine Inch Nails.
Too early.
I think they're too early. I think they are hugely influential as far as like industrial rock goes. I think Trent Reznor is a major player in just about all kinds of music, not just the industrial thing. I think he's huge just without the band, but you know, Nine Inch Nails. I think it's a little early when you were talking other bands like Iron Maiden,
Foreigner, Styx,
Boston. Yeah, bands like that.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, Boston's not in there, really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, you figure Boston has got to be like hugely influential in the production of rock music. Not only is their first album like nothing but hits. Anyway, whatever. We were talking about Nine Inch Nails, but
yeah, Trent Reznor, musical genius, but just too early, because Nine Inch Nails is really one guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say, yeah, maybe 10, 12 more years. They're a 90s band. Let's get these 60s and 70s bands in there first. Next. Yep.
Totally. The next one, and this is their fourth nomination for Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
You got to be freaking kidding me. I mean...
Hey, she was a great singer.
Yeah, she was.
And I love Tell Me Something Good. Great song.
Ow.
Yeah, what about four hits? Multicultural band.
She had I Feel For You.
Yeah. I mean, she's okay, but not. I mean, just like Chic. Chic was nominated a billion times, never got in. Same thing with Chaka Khan. Great singer. Rufus was cool band. But now there's other bands more deserving right now.
Yeah, but you got to figure, are they going to get votes even though there's other bands deserving? Because, I mean, this is the list we have, you know.
If she dies, she's in.
Yep, the dead sympathy vote.
Yep.
All right, and the last one here, and this is his second nomination, is Todd Rundgren, who I think is another musical genius. I mean, he's worked with pretty much everybody. He had his biggest hit was Hello, It's Me, which I think everybody knows.
Yeah, he had hits as in bands, as a solo artist. I guess he has more success with producing.
Yeah.
Produced the Cars.
Yeah.
And a lot of other bands.
Cheap Trick.
Yeah, which Cheap Trick album? Was it one of the early 80s ones? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like Next Position, Please, or...
Standing on the Edge, maybe, or something like that. I forgot which one.
One of those. He was in with them.
And he actually fronted the Cars for a little bit, the new Cars, when they tried that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys who's just an all-around musical genius.
Yeah, I think he would probably get one of my votes.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with him.
Yeah.
I think I voted for him last year. Not that my vote counted, but... I can see him getting in because he's been around a long time. He's a 60s dude.
Yeah.
So is that everybody?
That's it. That's all 16.
Oh, so now we got to whittle it down to your list and my list and who do we think's getting in.
Yeah, well, I have probably three definites. And then the other two, I don't know.
All right, I think I got mine. I'm going to vote for Pat Benatar, the Doobie Brothers, Thin Lizzy, and Todd Rundgren.
You got one more.
And Judas Priest.
Okay. I was going to say, dude, come on.
Because I was on the fence between Todd Rundgren and T-Rex. Those are the two I wasn't sure about. So that's what I'd vote. When I vote tonight, I'll vote for them tonight.
Yeah, I'm on the fence. I would definitely vote Pat Benatar, Doobie Brothers, Thin Lizzy, Judas Priest.
And one more.
One more. Like you said, I don't think it's time for Motorhead yet. And I think between Todd Rundgren and T-Rex, I'd have to go Todd Rundgren just from his complete body of work.
Oh, so we actually agree. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
So look at that. That's two crazy. both coasts coming together, East Coast and West Coast, agreeing on something.
It's a PC miracle.
There we go. Unbelievable.
Well, I think this list, I mean, if you're, I could see people throwing in Dave Matthews Band, Motorhead, Nine Inch Nails, if you're more on the industrial side. If you listen to this show, you're probably not going to vote for Chaka Khan or the Notorious B.I.G. You know, I could see Soundgarden getting in there for the people that are more the Seattle grunge type. But
and the fact that he passed away. Oh, I was a Soundgarden fan my whole life. No, you weren't.
Exactly.
So here's who I think is going to get in. I think Pat Benatar will get in. Whitney Houston will get in for sure. I think the Doobie Brothers will get in. God.
So that's three.
I think Dave Matthews will get in. That's four.
Really?
Yeah, I think they'll put him in. And I'm going to say Depeche Mode. That's who I think they're going to vote for. Though I'd love to see them put Thin Lizzy in, but I don't see them doing it. I'd be surprised.
Thin Lizzy would be a shock. It'd be a great shock. That would, well, I wouldn't renew my faith in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it would at least, it would be nice.
And generally, what happens? Well, maybe if they have a bunch of hard rock bands on there, usually, like two or three or four, usually only one gets in. So they came down to Motorhead, Thin Lizzy, Judas Priest, Soundgarden. So they might put Soundgarden before all those bands that predated them. So I don't know. I don't see Priest getting in. I think they should, but
I don't know. I think Pat Benatar, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston for sure. I think Priest will get in.
You have more faith than I do, sir.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I think it's going to be somebody. My last one, I would think, either Dave Matthews Band or Depeche Mode.
We'll see. I have little faith in the political world out there.
You don't have faith that Priest will get in, huh?
I don't think so. They should be. I want them in there, but
yeah.
I think between Priest and Lizzy, I want Lizzy to be in there more. I just think they're better.
I like their songs. I like more Thin Lizzy songs than I do Priest songs.
Now, somebody like Bono from YouTube would champion Thin Lizzy because he's Irish. And there's not that many great Irish bands in there, so maybe that's an angle. Like pull.
Next time you see him, will you tell him?
Yeah, I was actually having coffee with The Edge yesterday, and we talked about Thin Lizzy. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
So also, if the people out there, especially you people who listen to this, you can actually vote every day at, was it, rockhall.com through Google. And every day you can vote for the five artists that you want between October 15th and January 10th. So whenever I have some free time at lunch, I may just go on and vote for the ones I want in. But, you know, the fan vote only counts for, like, say, like Bon Jovi won it 1 year. And the fan vote, the top five, get one additional vote. Just one.
Right.
If you finish in the top five. So it's not really a big deal. It's just kind of more for bragging rights. I think Def Leppard won it last year and Bon Jovi won it the year before. So it seems to be the rock bands are the ones that get all the fan votes because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is really not about fans. It's about the industry jerk-offs that vote for him.
So
on that note, we're going to do a little rapid fire, and our rapid fire questions that neither one of us know what we're going to ask each other is three questions each, and they all have to do with the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So that gives you a little hint. So Danny, are you ready for rapid fire?
Yeah, I am. Bring it on.
Okay, question number one. And play along at home. See if you can get all six.
Yep, and if you get them all right, you get the home version of the game.
Which is in pre-production in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
All right, okay, question one. Name the band Lemmy was fired from in 1975 prior to forming Motorhead.
That would be Hawkwind.
That would be correct.
Yes.
Never a Hawkwind fan. I can't believe he was in Hawkwind.
Yeah, it was weird. That whole story of him getting fired from Hawkwind is funny. You got to look it up. It's a long story, but it's pretty interesting.
Well, wasn't he busted for drugs and trying to cross into Canada or something weird like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he couldn't get into Canada, so they had to fire him because he couldn't travel overseas and all that.
Yeah, but it worked out for him. Motorhead was bigger than Hawkwind.
He made good.
Yeah.
Let's see, Motorhead, Hawkwind.
I'll take Motorhead for the win.
Exactly. Okay, question number one for you. Just three of this year's nominees have had number one Billboard hits on the top 100. Can you name those three?
Oh, God, I think you mentioned it earlier, but one's Whitney Houston for sure.
Yep.
I'm going to say the Notorious B.I.G.
Yep.
Oh, Doobie Brothers.
That is correct.
Yes. Wow.
And the band that didn't have any hits at all?
Motorhead.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really a hits band.
No. No, Killed by Death did not really make it up to the top.
Good.
Though Love Me Like a Reptile should have. I don't know.
Yeah. We Are the Road Crew, I think, almost made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. If you haven't had Ace of Spades, is probably the one song that everybody knows. But then again, never a hit.
Right. Yeah.
All right, question two for you. I'm going to give you a list of band members, and you tell me what band they were in out of all 16 nominations. Okay, here we go. Tom Johnson, John Hartman, John McVie, Tryon Porter, Patrick Simmons. What band were they in? He's looking at the list.
I am looking at the list.
Now, if he says Kraftwerk, we're all going to laugh.
I'm going to say Doobie Brothers.
You would be correct.
Yes.
Now, two for two and kicking ass.
Yeah. Same John McVie that's in Fleetwood Mac?
No.
Okay.
Just same name, I think. I think it's John McVie. I know his last name is McVie. I could have messed that up. So.
That's okay. All right. Question number two for you. What is Judas Priest's highest charting single?
Ooh, in the U.S.? I'm going to say You Got Another Thing Coming.
That would be correct.
Wow, we are both two for two.
Wow. Man, it's coming down to the final question.
Either that or we just made up these questions this afternoon right before we made this podcast, which we did.
We're not going for difficulty.
No. Okay, but this last one is going to be a little tougher. Okay, question three for you. Out of all the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame artists, which one started their career first? It can either be with an album or a single.
Of this year's nominees?
Yep. Out of the 16. And I'll give you the year, 1966.
I don't think Soundgarden was even born then.
No.
Yeah,
some of them can wipe out right away.
I'm going to say... either Priest or MC5. So I'm going to go with MC5.
You would be correct. In 1966, they had a single, I Can Only Give You Everything. And after MC5, and you said Priest, nope. It wouldn't be Priest. Nope. It would be Todd Rundgren was in a group called the Nazz, recorded an album in 1968. And listen to the title of this album. My people were fair and had sky in their hair, but now they're content to wear stars on their brows. That was the name of the album title from the Nazz in 1968.
All right. Well, that's probably why they didn't make it anywhere.
Yeah. And the other two that finished in 70 would be Thin Lizzy had a single called The Farmer in 1970 and Kraftwerk. First album came out in 1970.
Wow. I thought Priest was at least... 70.
No, their first album came out in 73. I think they were formed in 1970, but nothing came out until Rock and Rolla, which is a garbage album.
Oh, yeah.
Skip that one.
That album did not get them nominated.
No.
All right, question three for you, because I'm two for three, so let's see if you get... Oh, no, I got that right.
You did?
Yeah.
You're three. So I have to get this to tie you.
Yeah, so this is a tough one.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah. What year did Michael McDonald join the Doobie Brothers?
Ooh, a year question. I suck at these. Can you tell me how old I was?
No. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to.
I'm going to say 1976.
Oh, you were off by one.
77.
75.
Oh, damn it.
Yep. He was actually on tour with them in 74, and then they asked him to join full-time 75.
Damn, I just lost by one stinking year.
So I get double the prizes.
Damn it. What do we have? Nothing.
Yes.
Well, Danny, you won this week. Oh, I wanted to tell you something else about our show. Our show is worldwide. Guess how? Track the numbers. I know we're a tiny, small thing, and some podcasts have a lot of listeners and a lot, and we're small. We're about 200 per show. How many total plays do you think this show's had since we started it?
Let's see. We have 200 listeners, about.
Total plays. Somebody...
Total plays, 202. No. Wow.
No.
Let's see. We're over 100 shows now.
Yeah, we're like 140. I think this is 147 or 148. Plus, we had a couple of special ones. So, we have over 150 shows.
I'm going to say 5,000.
5,000. You're not even close.
Oh.
Check this out. 21,900 plays.
Damn.
And wow. And downloads, 8,904.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot for a
podcast. I'm impressed for two boneheads.
Yeah. And how much money have we made off of this?
Let's see. Subtracting all the cost, our total profit would be zero.
Yeah, nothing. That was one of the agreements we made when I brought Danny on. Is we're not going to do this for money. We're just doing this for fun. We knew.
I said, sign me up because I'm a businessman.
Yeah. We know this is a niche audience who likes this kind of music. And yeah, we're just doing it for fun. Hopefully turn some people on to some good music. But yeah, this is just for fun.
Busy.
I think if we had five listeners, we'd still probably do it for the laughs. Just for
the absolutely. I look forward to the recording.
Yeah, this is cool. And we're getting this one out early. Usually we record it and I have to edit them and sometimes... It's like 2 months later, but this one, we're recording this on a Tuesday, and it's going to be out on Saturday.
Nice.
And that's if I don't get too busy with work, so we'll see.
Yeah, all right.
That's cool. So all you people who have listened once or twice, thank you. If you're downloading and all the other platforms us offer, Apple, Google, wherever, Spotify, if you subscribe to it, and get it every time we put them out. We put them out every 2 weeks. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been fun.
Yep. Thank you very much. And vote for Thin Lizzy.
That's right. Everybody vote daily for these bands that you like. They may not get in, but it looks great that they're being supported. It makes them feel good.
Oh, yeah. Scott Gorham on the radio today was talking about how it's just humbling that, you know, he knew that they were a big band, but to be considered in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is just like the next level for him.
Yeah.
And he knows Phil would be eating it up.
Yeah, and he totally deserves it. He influenced us and all the people who love that music.
Oh, man, totally.
And on that note, good night.